disguises I'd made, but I figured I could do it. And I never will forget, didn't have a pair of bathing trunks. All we had was a pair of navy dungarees, you know, that had just worn out the knees, and I'd cut them off. And boy, as I got up there and I sailed off, well, I knew how to dive. In other words, when you'd make a deep dive, you know, if you hold your hand like that, and then just the time you hit the water, you know, turn them, see, you got strong enough wrist, you can cushion your head, you know, to keep that impact, you know. In other words, when you hit the water, just like that, you know, it'll slow you, and it won't need to be near as bad on the top of your head, because that's where you get the impact, you see. Uh-huh. Well, I wasn't worried about the head, but what happened was I didn't have no jockey strap or support, and partner, I thought they went down to my ankles. It like to have killed me. Didn't hurt my head, but I was hurting elsewhere. And when I came up, I didn't have the strength to hardly make a stroke. And just lucky they realized, you know, they was all watching. See, I had an audience. And they had a life ring, and they threw it over the side. And I managed to hook an arm on that life ring, you know.
How far was that yes when you died?
It must have been 50, 60 feet, I guess.
That's high.
It could have been high. I mean, because like I said, we were going, it was about, I imagine, 35, 40 feet to the main deck, you know, to the bottom of the ship. And then another 25 or 30 up, but the ship was down in the water some, you know. So it was the last high dive I made. But I got the $5.
Now, you used to carry coal in a...
in a bucket.
You had
a special bucket that had a lip on it, you know. Regular coal bucket.
All right. And, now, what'd you call that ran from the stove pipe to the chimney? I didn't ask you that earlier. You call that the...
the flue?
The flue?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had the stove pipe coming out of the stove, and then you tie into the flue.
Yeah. Was it stick daub or dirt daub chimney? And you said.
Well, some of the chimneys were made with the older ones were made with mud, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, for mortar. They didn't have a mortar mix like they have now.
Yeah, you told me that story yesterday. Mm-hmm. I remember that story about... Now, what'd you call...
Go ahead.
What'd you call that little small vehicle maybe you used to carry heavy loads in?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. Did you have any types?
We had wheelbarrows. Of course, we made wagons of different descriptions, you know, for hauling stuff on.
Yeah.
We'd usually take if we could garner some wheels, you know, something like that, we'd take and get a piece of wood and an axle, you know, and then make us a box or something, and we'd use that for hauling from the wood pile to the house, you know.
Yeah.
We'd carry more, and we'd use it for bringing seafood from the docks up to the shop, you know. And we'd put out seafood in barrels, you know. And we'd taken, we used to carry Spanish moss with us out in the boats, and we'd wet it, put that on top of the crabs and all.